This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Did you hear about Operation Pangea 2, Interpol's global action against illegally manufactured and internet-distributed drugs and devices? Didn't think so. More than 100 countries collaborated to identify offending operations and websites. In 1 week, nearly 20,000 packages of illegally distributed prescription drugs were confiscated worldwide. Here in the U.S., agents from the FDA and Customs and Border Patrol swarmed mail facilities and seized packages on their way to American customers. With no prescriptions and plenty of risks. Atlanta-based physician and journalist Ford Vox found a report citing one big American retailer that is profiting from the sale of prescription and illicit drugs, Amazon. We found Ford's article, Amazon's Illegal Drug Dealing, on Slate.com. Ford Vox, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me on. I'm delighted to talk about this story with you.
Well, first, more on the raid of facilities in L.A., Chicago, and New York on May the 22nd. Government agencies would not reveal to you if they'd seized anything from an Amazon mail center, but you have some reporting and some anecdotal evidence of prescription drugs sold on Amazon, thanks to your wife.
That's right. Well, I'll get to my wife first. You did point out about Operation Pangea. It is quite interesting that along with, as organized by Interpol, our federal government agencies have been engaged in kind of a regular sweep of kind of the detritus of internet websites out there that are shipping American consumers all sorts of things that are illegal, that wouldn't be legal even with a prescription, and also a lot of prescription drugs. And that's something that kind of we're all aware of in the back of our minds, that there is a lot of dark and dirty stuff out there on the internet, a lot of dangerous things. But Amazon.com we think of as a rather fine, upstanding American company. It actually employs over 100,000 people. This story came to light because of a product that Amazon shipped to my own home that my wife had purchased. I was not aware until this product arrived, which was a prescription antibiotic, that Amazon was somehow a pharmacy. And indeed, through my reporting, I found out that they're not a pharmacy, and they're doing this illegally. My wife actually ordered this prescription drug to treat her own acne. She did have an acne problem, not an uncommon scenario, but it wasn't responding to her kind of normal skin care. And she was looking around Amazon for different products that she hadn't tried before. Amazon served her up something that was actually illegal.
It was called Vitara Clinda Gel, if I'm even pronouncing that properly.
That's right. The antibiotic my wife purchased was clindamycin, again marketed as Vista Clinda Gel. When the package arrived to her, it seemed somewhat more pharmaceutical than she expected. And then she asked me, is this a prescription antibiotic? Of course, it was. It's a prescription antibiotic that actually we don't take lightly in the hospital. It's something that we know can actually cause a deadly gut infection called C. diff. And it's something that some people have a violent skin reaction to called Stevens-Johnson syndrome. It's a powerful antibiotic that really physicians should look after.
Which other kinds of drugs did you find available on Amazon?
Just in terms of my short amount of time I spent searching, I was able to find another prescription antibiotic being advertised to use for urinary tract infections called norfloxacin. I actually found a controlled steroid drug in some of my reporting. I also found that there was a muscle relaxant on the website known as Robaxin in the United States or methocarbamol that can be somewhat sedative, can even give a mild high. When mixed with alcohol, it can be deadly. And I found that there actually been prior reporting about some of the steroids, some of the anabolic steroids that were available in supplements on Amazon.com. And I was surprised to learn that Amazon has previously taken down some of those types of substances when they've been pointed out on their website, but then they'll pop back up again.
Wouldn't it be kind of easy to monitor Amazon, just see what's up and down? I'd like to know which agencies police Amazon and why it's getting away with violating current laws and selling banned substances.
Well, that's really what's somewhat remarkable to me is, you know, we do have a number of federal agencies that have some degree of oversight over certainly all American companies with regards to commerce and pharmaceuticals. And a lot of these agencies are engaged in big operations like Operation Pangea, and they're attempting to intercept individual packages that are coming from some of these, kind of dark internet websites. It's very difficult to police. If you think about it, there are thousands of these packages being delivered overnight to shipping centers across the United States. What we need in the case of something like Amazon is somebody to put two and two together and say, hey, where is a lot of this stuff coming from? It seems to be coordinated by particular hubs or networks or kind of cogs in a central system. Amazon is certainly one of those major hubs. One of the things that I pointed out in the story is it should be pretty easy to enforce or police Amazon. This is a company that's easy to contact. Really, they've just got to tell Jeff Bezos that, look, you've got to spend a little bit more money here, perhaps hire some more people to look at the products that are on your website.
We're talking about the proliferation of illicit drugs that are available online. The Silk Road may be out of commission, but as our guest Ford Vox discovered in reports by several different sources, there is plenty available on Amazon's online marketplace. Ford, you write about findings by the Banned Substances Control Group, and this reporting was picked up by The Washington Post, Forbes, and now Slate. They found evidence that Amazon was selling banned substances, but the FDA chose to go after the third-party seller instead. What happened there?
That's right. Actually, just a few years ago, there was a rather large fine levied against another website called bodybuilding.com. The FDA got wind of the fact that there were quite a few banned substances being sold through that website. That fine, which was rather large, of course, it would represent a micro fraction of a day of Amazon's business. It was a $7 million fine. The CEO of that company, or president of that company, actually received a fine personally of about $600,000 over this. But one of the sources I spoke with for the story documented up to 2 years prior to FDA's action against bodybuilding.com, those same substances were available for sale on Amazon.com, and they were also for sale on Amazon after that action.
So I guess the question is, how involved is Amazon with the third-party sellers that it works with? You spoke to a representative from Amazon. What did they say about this?
I asked some very specific questions. I did finally get Amazon's PR on the phone and went through all my questions. Each question was pretty much a no comment. However, they did point me to a counterfeiting policy that they have, kind of an anti-counterfeiting policy. Basically, the policy lists that for their sellers, that if you sell something on Amazon that is illegal or counterfeit, you're responsible for that. We will cancel your seller's account. We may even hold the funds that are due to you. And I think through that policy, it kind of demonstrates that Amazon is trying to distance itself somewhat through these third-party sellers. However, Amazon has a very close business relationship with those people who either pay monthly or annual fees and a significant percentage of what they're selling. For example, the products that we're talking about in that category of kind of health and beauty products, Amazon is taking 15% of that. And it's not like Amazon can claim to be, for example, an eBay that's bringing people together that are then going to handle the rest of the transaction themselves. No, Amazon is actually processing the card payments, and you remain an Amazon customer, and Amazon is taking out their cut and then actually transferring the rest of the funds to the bank account of the original seller. Really, this is very much the online equivalent of a Walmart, for example, and they have much more responsibility with what's going out to people's homes.
Well, of course, Amazon has come under a lot of criticism for its conduct in the bookselling business. There's a recent battle that it's been having with Hachette. Let's just say a reputation for not playing well with others. Is Amazon too big to tackle, do you think, Ford?
I think there's some legitimate questions to be raised there. Certainly Amazon has lobbyists. Amazon is a major player in the American economy at this point. Its owner recently purchased the Washington Post. There are definite difficulties with trying to regulate something the size of Amazon. It employs over 100,000 people. Its business raked in over $70 billion last year. So it's not something that can be lightly regulated. If they do receive a letter from the FDA inquiring about the nature of its business selling these illicit substances, you can bet that a team of lawyers is going to respond to that as well as a team of lobbyists.
Do you think that Amazon shareholders are aware of the risks that are being taken?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think that a lot of this reporting has reached wide attention yet, even though some of the anabolic steroids have been pointed out in the past. And I'll wager, while that there are thousands of these sales going on, it's fairly microscopic in the context of Amazon's overall business, and that the risk to the primary Amazon enterprise of selling all sorts of other widgets that are perfectly legal, as well as the books, is not worth it.
Ford Vox, I want to thank you very much for your time and your reporting on this.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Ford Vox, a physician and journalist based at the Shepherd Center in Atlanta, where he cares for people with brain and spinal cord injuries. He also writes for Bloomberg View and The Atlantic, but we found his article, Amazon's Illegal Drug Dealing, on Slate.com. We have a link so you can read it for yourself at wordofmouthradio.org.